When Ben Bernanke talks, lawmakers listen.
Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's on the Hill this morning in front of the House Financial Services Committee, the first of 2 days of congressional testimony. It is the first time he's been in that seat since January, when he faced some tough questions about whether he even deserves to keep his job. Joining us live with the story is Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
Are there going to be fireworks in this hearing like last time?
Well, last time the chairman was fighting for his job. This time he's facing lawmakers who are fighting for theirs. Midterm elections are this year. There's a lot of unhappiness with Washington and unemployment, and that's going to hang over the hearing.
How so?
Well, we can expect lawmakers to demand some apologies. Critics say the Fed bailed out Wall Street and neglected Main Street. The representatives will expect to see him take some of that blame. More importantly for the economy, of course, is the Fed's future plan. And here's where the chairman has to do a kind of balancing act. On the one hand, he has to present a plan for getting back to normal, pulling back from the near-zero interest rates and the pumping of easy money that was meant to stop the recession. The question, though, is when will that tightening begin? Ward McCarthy is an economist at Jefferies & Company in New York. He said that Congress this morning will be probing for a timetable.
Help the politicians get a better sense as to whether or not there is a risk that the Fed will be tightening monetary policy before the elections or not.
Yes. Politicians always taking the long view.
That's right, Bill.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stock markets try to take the long view. Let's check in there. A little weak this morning. Most European markets are down less than 0.5%. Asian shares lost 1% today. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow did the same, giving up 100 points. It settled at 10,282. For the second time this month, Greece is in the grip of a nationwide strike. As many as 2 million workers are reported to have walked off their jobs for 24 hours in a protest against Greek government cutbacks. From Athens, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The strikers are rallying and marching while large parts of the city lay idle. The subway has ground to a halt. Many public offices are empty, and even the country's famous archaeological sites have shut down. The strikers oppose the government's plan to cut the budget deficit by freezing and reducing public sector pay. Union member Despina Koutsoumba says pay cuts will only deepen the Greek recession.
If we don't have money to spend, if we don't have money to live, how this will get the country out of the crisis? This is a question that many, many countries in the European Union and worldwide have to answer.
But the pressure is on Greece. Fellow Eurozone members like Germany say Greek debt is undermining the euro. European and IMF officials are in Greece this week studying the public accounts. They're expected to call for even deeper spending cuts. In Athens, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by MassMutual, for 158 years providing policyholders with solutions to help meet their financial goals at massmutual.com.
When you think of online shopping, you typically think books, clothes, maybe electronics, but a new website is offering to send you those little consumer products you normally buy at a drugstore, toilet paper, toothpaste, with no shipping costs and, it claims, no retail markup. So how does it plan to make money? Reporter Kaomi Getz fills us in.
Alice.com takes its name from the housekeeper on the Brady Bunch, but its business model comes from serial entrepreneurs Brian Wiegand and Mark McGuire, who've already sold one of their startups to Microsoft. The site takes everyday household goods like Tide laundry detergent, Aveeno shampoo, and sells them at prices the company claims are cheaper than those at traditional retailers. Brian Wiegand says Alice.com can do that because it allows manufacturers to sell directly to consumers.
Is the manufacturers actually are really in control of Alice. The manufacturers, they decide what the prices are. And so we're really not a retailer.
its prices do seem lower. A 10-ounce bottle of Aveeno is about 25 cents cheaper at Alice.com than at Target.com. Alice handles the transaction and shipping, but Wiegen says the site makes no money from that. Instead, Alice intends to turn a profit by offering manufacturers advertising space on the site. It also sells information about the site's users and their buying habits. Sucharita Muparu is an analyst with Forrester Research.
It's a great opportunity to carve a direct relationship with consumers. It's the opportunity to, you know, capture names and addresses that you can then use to market to them, you know, kind of special offers later on.
Still, the mechanics of the company's relationship with manufacturers is unclear. For instance, Alice.com sells Tide, but Procter & Gamble, the maker of Tide, says it doesn't have a relationship with the website. Alice instead gets the detergent through a third-party distributor. Mulperu says manufacturers want to be careful not to jeopardize their relationship with traditional retailers.
Manufacturers have to tread this space very, very carefully, and they know that the majority of their dollars still happen through their retail partners. That's the way it's always been, and that's the way that it will likely be well into the future.
So-called consumer packaged goods like toothpaste and deodorant account for only 1% of web purchases. But analyst Mulperu says manufacturer sites factor into a third of all online sales by either direct purchase or product research. And that is only expected to increase. I'm Kayomi Getz for Marketplace.
And finally, a Colorado Springs advertising company has rejected a bus stop ad because of excessive puppet cleavage. The ad is for the touring production of the hit Broadway musical Avenue Q, and the pink fuzzy cleavage belongs to one of the show's puppet stars. An ad company official told the Colorado Springs Gazette he has a simple test of appropriateness. Quote, "If I have to explain it to my 4-year-old or my grandmother, we don't put it up." This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.